24강 실전 모의고사 1회 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, why don't we see the fireworks this Saturday?
I'd love to, but I'm not sure about Jane, our daughter. She's only four.
Do you think she might not like the noise?
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
John, where have you been? I just checked your email on my smartphone, but you didn't include what you were supposed to send me.
Really? You asked me for the vocabulary list, right? That's what I sent.
No, take a look at this. It has nothing to do with vocabulary.
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. I'm Justin Tiffin from the Green World Organization. Do you know where the money comes from to clean up the Rhonda River? It doesn't come from the government or city funds. It comes from organizations like ours. How do we raise the funds we use? Through the financial support of people like you. So, would you help us further our efforts to preserve the river with a donation of $50 or more? With this donation, you'll pay for an entire day of cleanup and help us buy desperately needed supplies, such as gloves and water test kits. You can donate either using your credit card or making a bank transfer. Thank you in advance. We appreciate your support.
4번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, get some sleep. It's a long flight.
Okay, I'm going to take off my shoes.
I'm not sure if you should do that.
Why not? Is it not good etiquette?
Well, I read an article about flight safety, and it said taking off shoes could be a safety risk because they could accidentally get into the aisle.
How is that unsafe?
You know, in case passengers have to evacuate the plane due to an emergency landing, things on the floor in the aisle like bags or shoes can get in the way.
Oh, I understand. I guess it'd be more difficult for me to evacuate without shoes on, too.
Exactly. And the floor is probably pretty dirty.
You're right.
That's why the article recommends leaving shoes on, especially while landing.
Interesting. I'd never thought about it.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello, come on in. You must be Emma.
Yes, and you're Andrea, right?
Yes, nice to meet you. This must be your dog, Joe.
Right. As I told you over the phone, I adopted him a couple of weeks ago. But he's been really difficult to deal with.
Don't worry, I'm here to help. So what's the main issue?
He gets really aggressive towards other people when I take him for walks.
Well, that could be for various reasons, but it's most likely that he was abused by his previous owner.
The person from the center where I adopted Joe told me that.
If you bring Joe here once a week for training, I'm sure I'll be able to change his behavior.
Great.
I'll also teach you what you should do when he gets aggressive.
That'll be really helpful. Thanks.
6번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Julian, what's that you're looking at?
Hi, Judy. It's a picture of my family's trip to the local swimming pool last weekend.
Oh, is this girl who's in the kids' pool your daughter?
Yeah. The water was just at her knees, so it was perfect for her.
That's safer. I see they have a water slide in that pool.
Yeah, it's only for kids, but they have to be 120 centimeters tall to go on it.
So that's why the woman next to the water slide is checking the kid's height with a bar.
Yeah, my son spent most of his time in this other pool with his cousins.
The boy sitting with his feet in the water must be your son, right?
Right. He was taking a break, watching his cousins play with a ball.
I see. I'm going to take my family there soon.
You should. It'll be fun.
7번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Emily, what are you doing in the copy room?
Hey, Robin. Mr. Kempman asked me to make copies of these handouts, but the copy machine suddenly stopped working.
Is it out of toner?
No, it says it's got a paper jam, but I can't find it.
Let me see. Here it is. Now it should work.
Oh, thank you. By the way, do you have something urgent to copy?
No, do yours first. I can wait.
I have to make 50 copies of each, so it'll take about 10 minutes.
That's okay. I'm not in a rush. I'll run down to the ATM machine while you're doing yours.
Then you can leave me yours. I'll make copies of it right after I finish mine.
Oh, can you do that for me? I need 30 copies of this questionnaire.
Sure.
Thank you, Emily.
8번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 강아지를 키울 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hello.
Hello, Mike. This is Jennifer. Do you have a second?
Sure. Are you all right? I heard you had a car accident this morning.
Oh, it was just a minor collision. I'm fine.
I'm glad to hear that.
Thanks for asking. I was calling if you'd talk to your wife about taking one of my puppies.
Yes, I have. And I don't think we can take one.
I'm guessing your daughter is too young to have a puppy in the house?
No, that's not it. My wife doesn't feel like raising a dog.
Oh, is she allergic to dog hair?
No, actually she has a fear of dogs. She was bitten by a stray dog when she was 7.
I'm sorry to hear that. I know someone else who might like a puppy anyway.
If not, I can ask my friends and relatives.
Thanks.
No problem.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hello, may I help you?
Hello. I'm looking for a lawnmower and some small flower pots.
Okay, I can help you with that. Do you have a big lawn?
No, it's medium-sized.
Then I strongly recommend this one. It's a really good model. It's originally $200, but it's on sale for 5% off right now.
Oh, I've seen the commercial for it on TV. It's the one I actually wanted. I'll take it.
Great. And over here are our flower pots. Our small ones come in packs of 5 and 7.
I just need 5. How much is that?
It's $40. But for only $10 more, you can get a 7-pack.
Really? Then I'll take a 7-pack.
Great. Anything else?
That's all. Can you help me get the lawnmower in my car?
Sure. Just pull your car around to the back of the store.
10번. 대화를 듣고 캘리그래피 강좌에 관해 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Honey, did you see the new flyer on the bulletin board next to the elevator?
No. What is it about?
It's about a calligraphy class sponsored by the city. The class starts in April.
Really? Cool. Where will it be?
It'll be at the City Community Center.
Nice. That's only a 5-minute walk from here. What day is the class?
The class is to meet twice a week, on Wednesday evening 7 to 9, and on Saturday morning from 9 to 11.
That's perfect. Would you like to join?
Sure. Let's enroll together.
How do we sign up?
We have to give them a call. I've got the phone number here.
Let's call now. Hopefully the class isn't already full.
I hope not, too.
Bauheim Light Festival에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
If you're planning a trip to Germany this spring, don't forget to visit the Bauheim Light Festival, which takes place annually throughout March. The festival brings the city of Bauheim to life after the dark, cold winter. There are light installations and special events and activities, which are all free of charge. The guided walking tours will continue as normal, but the canal boat tours are unfortunately not running this year due to weather conditions. This year's festival sponsor is Poulsen Lighting, the famous German lighting company. They're also putting on a closing ceremony at Central Park, so don't miss it. For more detailed information, please visit www.bauheimlightfestival.org. Thank you.
David,
can you help me?
Sure, what's up?
I don't know which of these action cameras to buy my younger brother for his birthday.
Oh, let me see. I don't recommend this one. It's the heaviest, and carrying around any camera is already hard enough.
I won't buy it then. Same with this one. I only have $300 to spend.
All right. Among the remaining three models, I recommend either of these with a longer battery life.
Right. My younger brother will use it a lot, so it'll be bad if the battery keeps dying.
Definitely. Now you have to choose between these two.
I wonder if he needs a waterproof one.
Do you think he'll want to use it while swimming?
I'm not sure. But just in case he will, I'll get this one.
He's going to love it.
13번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ethan, I heard that you started taking a yoga class in the morning.
Yep, I've been taking it for about a month.
I thought you liked more active sports.
I do, but my joints aren't good, so I started doing yoga.
I see. Isn't it hard to get up early for yoga?
It was hard for the first week, but I'm used to it now. Yoga makes me feel clear-minded and more energetic.
That's great. Actually, I wanted to start exercising, so I went out for a run last night, but I hurt my knee.
Really? You didn't stretch before running, did you?
No, I didn't. How did you know that?
That's exactly what happened to me. I never used to stretch before working out, which led to my joint problems.
I guess that's a lesson I need to learn, too.
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sophia, what book are you reading?
Hi, Dad. I'm reading my earth science textbook.
I see. So how do you like the class?
I love it. but I'm having a little trouble.
What do you mean?
I don't understand some of the explanations in the book, and the lectures aren't helping me. All this stuff about the Earth's atmosphere is so complicated.
I see. That stuff is hard to understand at first.
Yeah. I keep reading my notes, but it doesn't matter how many times I do. I still don't get it.
Why don't you search for videos on the internet?
Videos?
You're not the only one who finds this stuff difficult. Someone must have made a video to explain it in a simple way.
Jason's
daughter, Betty, is really into animals these days. One day, Betty asks Jason to take her to the zoo, and he promises her that they'll visit the zoo on Saturday. On Friday evening, Jason finds out that it'll be raining all day the next day. Jason doesn't think that it'd be a good idea to visit the zoo on a rainy day, so he suggests to Betty they visit the zoo the next week. But she insists on going, and Jason realizes that there is a newly opened indoor zoo downtown. Jason wants to ask Betty to go there. In this situation, what would Jason most likely say to Betty?
Hello, everyone. I'm Michael, a sophomore student studying at Chicago University. These days, there's an increasing fear that robots are going to take over all human jobs, but I don't think that's going to happen. Here are some jobs that robots will never be able to do. First of all, robots can't be teachers. Encouraging students to learn and helping slower learners are things that robots cannot do. Next are professional athletes. Michael Jordan could never be replaced by a robot. His awareness and instincts as a basketball player are irreplaceable. The third one is politicians. Whether you agree with them or not, we'll always need human decision makers. We don't want robots to make our policies. Lastly, robots won't be professional singers. Who could imagine a robot writing a song like John Lennon and performing it on stage in front of thousands of screaming fans? I admit that it's impossible to imagine a future without robots, but I'm sure some jobs, like the ones above, will always require humans.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. I'm Michael, a sophomore student studying at Chicago University. These days, there's an increasing fear that robots are going to take over all human jobs. But I don't think that's going to happen. Here are some jobs that robots will never be able to do. First of all, robots can't be teachers. Encouraging students to learn and helping slower learners are things that robots cannot do. Next are professional athletes. Michael Jordan could never be replaced by a robot. His awareness and instincts as a basketball player are irreplaceable. The third one is politicians. Whether you agree with them or not, we'll always need human decision makers. We don't want robots to make our policies. Lastly, robots won't be professional singers. Who could imagine a robot writing a song like John Lennon and performing it on stage in front of thousands of screaming fans? I admit that it's impossible to imagine a future without robots, but I'm sure some jobs, like the ones above, will always require humans.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? 17번. 언급된 직업이 아닌 것은?